Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Graber.
Thank you for having me.
What exactly is a wrinkle, and why do we get wrinkles as we age?
Well, a wrinkle is any crease in the skin or fold in the skin that becomes apparent over time. They can happen in a number of different ways. One is just as we age, as time goes on, time itself can cause wrinkles. As we age, we lose collagen, which is underneath the skin, and it's the supporting part of the skin. We also lose elastin, which gives skin its buoyancy and elasticity. And so as time goes on and our collagen weakens and our elastin weakens, we develop wrinkles or creases on the surface of the skin. The sun can contribute to causing more wrinkles. People who smoke are more prone to wrinkles. And a lot of it, too, is hereditary.
But why are they so prominent on the face?
Yeah, that's a good question. The muscles that are on the face are actually quite strong, and there's many, many facial muscles. And when those muscles move, when we're expressive, the skin overlying those muscles crinkles. And the repetition of years of making facial expressions and moving those muscles causes repeated crinkling in that area. And it's like folding a paper over and over again. At a point, a permanent crease becomes etched in.
So what role does genetics play in predicting who might develop more pronounced wrinkles? If we're looking at our parents and their skin looks pretty smooth and good for someone of their age group, does that mean we have a good chance of having those same traits?
Absolutely. We do know genetics plays a role. And so if your parents have very few wrinkles, you're likely to have few wrinkles as well. But one has to be careful to remember that they need to also take care of themselves in other ways. They need to protect themselves from the sun. Wearing sunscreen year-round can help, and not smoking, because even if somebody is prone to having good skin, they can certainly ruin it by being in the sun too much.
So what are some of the things we can do in our everyday life, in addition to not smoking and using sunscreen year-round? All of us have seen ads for over-the-counter products that promise to reduce wrinkles. Are they effective? And whether they are or not, what can we do in addition? What should be part of our daily regimen if we're self-conscious about wrinkles and just want to slow down the progression?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there are hundreds and thousands of creams on the market that promise to get rid of wrinkles. And I would say 99% of them don't deliver on their promises. The best thing you can do is really to see a dermatologist who may be able to suggest some good over-the-counter creams. There are also some prescription creams that people can get to reduce wrinkles that do work. There's some procedures, anything from laser treatment to other types of treatments that can help wrinkles. But yes, there are some creams that may help, but it's best to seek the opinion of a professional to help you decide what might be best for you.
Have you found that there are certain foods or vitamin supplements that might help to protect our skin?
Yes, that's a great point. And there's still a lot of studies going on to definitively decide what those foods are. We suspect that foods that are high in antioxidants may be helpful for the skin in preventing wrinkles. Also, foods that are high in omega-3 fatty acids may also be beneficial for preventing wrinkles.
What are some of the current treatments that are available to deal with wrinkles? And when does somebody come in and say, these wrinkles are so disturbing to me that I need to have something done?
Yeah, so everyone is different in at what point they become disturbed by their wrinkles. And some of it is that person who maybe looks at their parents or an older sibling who has very deep wrinkles, say, on their forehead. And if that patient is just starting to notice them, they may come into the doctor at that point for a procedure, although it's relatively early, because they don't want their wrinkles to develop into those deeper lines that their family members have. As far as treatment options go, it depends where on the face the wrinkles are. There are different treatment options for wrinkles on the forehead versus wrinkles around the mouth versus wrinkles underneath the eyes. There are a whole slew of chemical peels that one can do for wrinkles. There are also different laser treatments that can be done. And there are some injectable treatments that can be done as well, such as Botox or what we call filler treatments.
So I have a couple of follow-up questions on the things that you just mentioned.
Sure.
One thing that always comes to mind when I know friends of mine use certain types of retinoid creams and do chemical peels and things like that, I wonder when you are removing artificially, because it didn't slough off on its own, that outer layer of skin on your face, aren't you losing some protection, especially if you're worried about any type of skin cancer? Is it okay and healthy and safe to remove that outer layer of skin?
It is, but you bring up a good point. At the time that that skin is being removed, the skin is thinner, so it may make it more susceptible to sun damage. So when one is going through those treatments, they do have to be especially careful about going out in the sun. And oftentimes, patients that are undergoing chemical peels or other procedures where their skin is thinner and they're sloughing off that dead top layer of skin, I do recommend that patients stay indoors, or if they need to go outside, that they wear a lot of sunscreen and a large hat to shade their face.
Who would be more prone to getting wrinkles earlier, and how early can the first wrinkle appear? I ask because, frankly, I'm Asian American, and I looked at my aging mother, and I realized at first she could shave 10, and then she could shave 20 years off her life. She had very few wrinkles. But I've also seen people who complain about wrinkles in their early 20s. Is that when wrinkles first appear?
Yes. For most people, if we're talking about the earliest that wrinkles could appear, it's in the early 20s. For some people, it's much later, and you're right, there are some skin types, certain types of ethnic skin, that are more resistant to developing wrinkles over time.
If you had to give one piece of advice and say, this is what everybody should do universally, regardless of age, regardless of ethnicity, this is a critical thing for skincare to prevent wrinkles.
Well, definitely sunscreen, which I think comes is no surprise to many people. So even in the winter, though, even on cloudy days, year-round, it's really important to wear sunscreen. And if I can say a second modality, a lot of these vitamin A-based creams, the retinols, the retinoic acids, some can be bought over-the-counter and some are prescription. They can also be very effective at preventing wrinkles.
Dr. Emmy Graber is assistant professor of dermatology at the Boston University School of Medicine and Boston Medical Center. And Dr. Graber is director of Boston University's Cosmetic and Laser Center. Thank you so much for your expertise.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.